How you doing, Desert Vista High School Thursday, Big Ben? My name's Lucas Pino. I'm looking forward to listening to you guys. I'm going to make some comments.
Arrangement by Dave Wolpe of the standard chain Avalon. And it's kind of in the Tonight Show band kind of sound. We're going to have four soloists on this, especially for the people with papers and pencils. We added an extra soloist. I'll tell you his name in a minute. First soloist is going to be Mason Flowers. Second soloist is going to be Paige Hawkinson. Third is Spencer Grijavich, if you want to know how to pronounce that name. And the fourth one, Tom Nick. Not to be confused with Nick Tom.
Nice brass sound. The tempo dropped right away. I hear the swing, the ride pattern rhythm out of the cymbal. Ding, 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 spang-a-lang, 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 spang-a-lang. And right now we're getting this kind of a backbeat happening. I like that you changed the cymbal. That's good. It's a nice solo. I'd like to see the bass player and the drummer focus more on one another, focused on the hookup. It's a nice dynamic out of the trumpets on the background. Nice notes out of the trombone. Next step is going to adding some more phrasing. It's a nice cross-section balance between the trumpets and the saxophones there. Right now, the propulsion from the rhythm section is keeping us stuck in about second gear. Nice solos all around. Great job, guys. See, like that line right there. Every time we have these, we got to find the contour in the line and really exploit it. The accents, the natural accents that fall in the line. We'll be right back. we need the drummer in a tune like this. It's the most important thing to driving the band. We only have about one gear right now, so as we develop our concept and our technique and from the jump chair, we're going to allow this fairly superb horn section with great dynamics to be unleashed. But right now, it's almost like we're just... With the context of the rhythm section, we're going to be stuck in second gear. So that's the next big step. It's good. It was nice. Nice steady drumming.
We're playing a really awesome tune that I know you're going to love. It's by Pat Metheny, and it's called In Her Family. It was arranged by Bob Curnow.
Those saxophones from my first listen seem to be suffering from a lot of the typical saxophone intonation problems, you know. There's a lot of things that we can do to address that. Maybe talk about it a little bit in the clinic, maybe.
And Matt Lyons on piano.
Got to be more prepared for that entrance. The texture between the piano and the guitar is beautiful, and we don't want to disturb it. We want to actually be so accurate in our entrance that people might not even notice us. Right now the tenor is overbalancing. Let your sound disappear into the texture. You don't need to hear yourself necessarily. You just want your sound to disappear in the texture. And if you're in tune, you will disappear if you're playing the right volume. From the low brass in this instance. See, we're emboldened. When we're playing as a section, we're emboldened. This chorale playing sounds gorgeous. Find your pitch. Find your pitch. Some pitch issues in the trumpet. See, when we move the air, all the pitch issues go away. You see? We're trying to play soft by taking away our support. The support always has to remain in place in the stomach and the diaphragm. We have to use the air as a wedge. A lot of beautiful sounds going on. Every once in a while we get a little demon happening in the intonation. We got to learn how to tune ourselves contextually to the interval next to us, cross sections. It was very close, but there's still some work to be done there. Thank you. Yeah. See, that's beautiful. A lot of cats in New York City don't know how to do that, which is to play the ending all the way through to the end. Never get anxious at the end. Let the song finish. Let it have its ending. That was great. I really appreciate that. I like this announcer. I don't know his name, but I like him.
Jacob Barnes, back there on the trumpet. You'll hear from him several times. You're going to hear from Mason Flowers on the tenor saxophone again. And you are going to hear from John Lee on guitar again. And holding it all together is the one and only Justin.
Cross-section tuning. See how tough that is? That cross-section tuning. And then we got trombones in the upper register. We got trumpets in the middle low register. So get together outside and try to make your sound one sound. You're not an individual anymore. Anytime you're playing with somebody else, you're trying to make a new instrument, a new sound out of those two instruments, three, four, five instruments. I want to hear a little bit more intensity out of the drums. A little more volume, a little more intensity. The trumpets are really going for it, and we're going to hear that. And then we could come down here. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. It's good. You got to push yourself. I'd like you pushing yourself. You smile. That's why we do it. We do it because we want it. Doesn't matter that you mess up. I want to hear more bass. I want to hear that funky bass. This song is kicking y'all's asses, and that's awesome. That's what it should be doing. Get in it. It's a lot of opportunity. Tighten it up. Tighten it up. It's so polite. I don't want to hear polite. See, when we play with this type of volume, then there's a whole different band. This band is a monster that lives inside of you. And it's got to be there even when you put it in a cage. Even when you put them in a softer context. That type of power, that type of aggression has got to be omnipresent, especially in a song like this. Thank you. beautiful. Sometimes you guys play this stuff and it's like such a great balance. We got to translate that to different places. We got to translate to the loud and to soft, to fast, to slow. The fuel has to stay the same inside you all the time. To the endings is very good. Should feel really good about this performance. I think that sometimes the material was a little bit out of grasp in terms of your ability, and that's where you want to be. You want to be chasing the brass ring all the time. You want to be on the treadmill. You want to be pushing yourselves. You know, you guys have the right attitude. I can tell you love playing this music. You got a great director, and you know, you're playing great repertoire that you guys like and that you guys help pick, and I think that makes a big difference. Keep chasing it. Don't get discouraged. You know, you're not quite there yet. Don't get discouraged. We're in a clinic, so we'll see you in 1 second.